This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You can jam in your earbuds. You can try to wall yourself in under your desk with banker's boxes. But how are you really supposed to handle it when people want to talk politics at work, especially in these divided days? Well, we work with Allison Green, who writes the popular Ask a Manager blog, where you can write to her or to us with your thorny workplace or management issues. Thanks for weighing in here, Allison.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
So you've been getting some queries about this. What do we do about politics and those kinds of discussions at work?
Yeah, primarily people who do not want to talk about politics at work but are being pushed into it by coworkers.
All right. Well, I can imagine best practices in the workplace is don't talk about politics, but that just seems impractical.
I think if we were all in agreement that that was a best practice, it would be pretty practical. But yeah, I think the problem is there are a lot of people who want to talk politics regardless of the interest level of the people around them.
We talked to some people before the last presidential election who had lost clients because politics came up and they did not see eye to eye and people fired them. It's still going on. We have a very polarized America. Give us some advice here. I mean, what do you do if politics comes up at the office and you're the person who doesn't want to talk about it?
Yeah, it really is okay to set boundaries. If you don't want to talk politics at work, you can be direct about that. You can say, you know, I'd rather not talk politics at work, or, you know, we look at these issues pretty differently, and I'd rather keep politics out of our work relationship. You can even say that you're taking a break from politics right now. You probably will not be the only person in your office who would like that break, and other people may actually be relieved that someone is setting that boundary.
But the presumption of your answer is that it can be acceptable to talk politics in some offices in certain situations.
There are offices where political talk is common and where it does not end in disaster. So there are people who are happy to talk politics with their coworkers. And if everyone involved is consenting to the conversation, that's fine. I would say you want to be aware of trapped bystanders who might not appreciate the conversation as well. If you're having a heated political debate with a coworker and you're both perfectly happy to be part of it, you still don't want to subject other people to it. That's a good way to drive your coworkers mad or just make it hard for them to concentrate. So you've got to be respectful about that.
It also, at some level, is a diversity issue, because if you have a monoculture, you hire only people who agree with the boss politically. That's going to cut out some talent. And, you know, we know that monocultures are not exactly what we're looking for in the workplace, experts tell us.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, I think even in something that feels like a monoculture or appears to be one, it can be pretty dangerous to assume that you know what someone's political viewpoints are. And I think that's a problem that I hear about from readers a lot, too, is that they're working in an office where their political views are very different from most people around them. But people are assuming that they agree, and they're drawing them into conversations, sort of making them feel complicit in viewpoints that they find pretty harmful or offensive.
A little hard these days to pull this off. And even if someone is resolved, I'm not going to talk about this at work, regardless of what side of that particular issue one is, you can imagine someone looking at the TV and saying, ugh, you know, one way or another. And it's a little hard to suppress all of one's reactions.
I think you've just got to be aware that you are probably working with people with a diversity of viewpoints. And most people want to be able to do their jobs without having to inject politics into their relationships there. And I think it can be useful to think about it from the other side. If your coworker were talking about a candidate all the time who you found, frankly, harmful, or had a big sign in their office promoting them, it might impact the way that you thought of that person. It might impact the relationship in subtle ways. Maybe it wouldn't, but for some people it would. And there's no reason that you need to inject that into your workplace. There are a lot of other times and places to use your voice in the political process, but work generally should not be one of them.
All right, we've been talking about words, voices, opinions. What about the swag? What about objects? The person walking around with the Make America Great Again red hat, or the person wearing the T-shirt, My Body, My Choice? I mean, that's stuff. Where do you come down on that issue in the workplace?
I'd avoid it at work. I am all for expressing your political opinion outside of work. But at work, you need to be able to work effectively with people from all over the political spectrum. And politics most of the time isn't going to be relevant to those relationships. And there's more harm than good that's likely to come from injecting your political viewpoints into relationships with people who you rely on to be able to do your own job effectively.
This is very close to the same discussion we could have, do you think, about religion in the workplace? I mean, I could wear a T-shirt that says Presbyterians rule or something, and that might annoy somebody.
I think it is similar to religion in a lot of ways, in that if you're having a one-on-one conversation with someone, you're both happy to be discussing religious differences with each other. There's no one else around who you're forcing to be subjected to it. Go for it, as long as you can keep it respectful and calm. But as soon as someone doesn't want to be in that conversation or doesn't want to have to hear that conversation, it's inappropriate for work.
Ask a Manager, Allison Green, is a work advice columnist. Allison, thank you.
Thank you.